This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports here on this Monday edition, July 21st, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for listening. And, of course, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update content daily. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, we're on that as well. Staying on basketball. Kind of rewind the clock a little bit to men's basketball, actually, here. While I'm thinking about men's basketball right now, on this early Monday morning, of course, the news. Well, I saw the news. I think it broke yesterday or at some point this weekend anyways. Excuse me. CJ Jones took his name out of the transfer portal and will return to Kansas State coming this fall. So you got that as well. That's actually pretty huge. given the fact that you had just two players coming back. Yeah, David Castillo already and Tosh Manning. Tosh Manning, barely seen. He's been in and out on the court as far as playing time goes. You don't have those two, and the rest of it is new, right? That's huge for Jerome Tang getting somebody that played a lot last year, CJ Jones, and getting that experience, right? So that's huge for this basketball team going forward. So that was at least another positive there for K-State men's basketball on that front. Yeah, so over the weekend at some point, because I came across this yesterday on Instagram, CJ Jones took his name out of the transfer portal, and now it's going to come back to Manhattan to finish up, obviously, his collegiate career at K-State. I would assume he's a senior. So that just popped up to my head, like, oh, I better, while I'm on this topic, I better just go ahead and say something right now. But his other past teammates, right, that is David Gasson, Max Jones, and Brendan Housen, were selected by to the 2024-25 National Association of Coaches, National Association of Basketball Coaches Honors Court. That happened last week. So while we're getting ready for football season, women's basketball coach Serena Sundell been racking things up on the basketball court. She's going to be playing for Team USA beginning this week down in Chile. I talked about that on yesterday's episode. Go check that out before listening to this one. And of course, men's basketball made some moves there as well. That's in the latest one, getting CJ Jones back on his ball club. And then the announcement late last week that we missed here, Gasson, the other Mac, the other Jones, and Brendan Housen were selected by the National Association of Basketball Coaches Honors Court last week. The NABC Honors Court is about bestowed upon the juniors and seniors and or graduate students who post a cumulative grade point average of 3.2 or higher, given within the academic career there. And of course, David Gasson earned the honor of he earned this honor for the third straight year. Obviously, he is going to be well-documented, hugely missed there. But again, you're not a new cast of characters on both the men and women's basketball teams coming this fall there. Let me see here. You know, there's some other news here as well. Of course, the head coach of the men's basketball team, Jerome Tang, and his chief of staff, Marco Born. Several individuals play a pivotal role in support of the team's academic success, obviously, including senior associate AD Christian Waller, academic counselor Jamie Cherry, and the staff in the Evans Student Athlete Success Program there as well. So that right there, kind of a little bit of the update again. Hey, graduate success yet again in the classroom. They're Housen, Max Jones, David Gasson were nominated to the Honors Court National Association of Basketball Coaches there last week there as well. So basketball's come up in here a little bit. A little bit there. So congratulations across the board. And yeah, that's huge because CJ Jones played, got he actually got better last year. So this is going to be good for this team. And of course, we all got to come back to that carrot again about this team, this men's basketball team, that, hey, it is time. And we'll just have to see how these pieces fit. Again, I'm not going to get my hopes too high on really either team, really, for that matter. Obviously, women's basketball coming off of a Sweet 16 run as well. These are a lot of unknowns. Because we already know CJ Jones, Taj Manning. I said Taj Manning on and off the basketball court, playing time-wise. He ain't really played that much. And David Castillo struggled last year when giving the keys a little bit there as well. But again, how are you going to get better when you're sitting the bench? That's right. That was kind of a knock on him. Listen to these other K-State podcasts that are more closer team than I am here in Kansas City, Missouri. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Monday edition of the podcast, the 21st of July, 2025. Yeah, so it's going to be fascinating to see how that's going to shake out, because we know those three players. We don't know. I don't know everybody else. We just know the stat sheet and really resume. So if we learn what we learned last year, all the hype around Coleman Hawkins, and we can put ourselves in that as well. And I think, again, I said this. I know we talked about this over and over, but again, this podcast is high on Doug McDaniel more so than Coleman Hawkins. If I be bluntly honest. There as well, and we got fooled. They had their moments there, especially that stretch of games where we're upsetting people. But in the day, they didn't get it done. They didn't make it to the tournament. So again, 2 years in a row, you can't really have you cannot have a third year missed out on the NCAA tournament. So, but on the off the court side, you're getting things done like you're supposed to there. So congratulations across the board. Go out to Brennan Housen, Max Jones, and David Gasson on that achievement there. And, of course, one more day closer, the K-State Iowa State on the football field. Farmageddon, Aer Lingus Classic, going down August 23rd on ESPN. That is an 11 o'clock kickoff here, Central Time, folks. And if you're not already, you might want to get on that ticket package on K-State Sports Online, kstatesports.com. You should have been on already. We're going to be sitting here talking about it here in a minute. That's for sure. So definitely get on that. Football season, obviously, this is probably the more of the dog days of summer, if you want to call that, using a baseball term here or there as well. But trying to get through that, and we'll see what happens on that front. But yeah, man, basketball getting a look. Hey, we're all things K-State sports, so basketball getting a little look here at the end of the week, or end of the weekend, and just start off, kick off this last full week of July there. Of course, Serena Sundell, and forgive me, I don't know what happened with Pearl Rain over the weekend, so hopefully we can get a download on that this week at some point there as well. Serena Sundell's in action throughout the week for Team USA. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just record Kansas State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, get it, folks. This is the right time to get it. You're not subscribed now, just everyday podcast. What are you doing? Make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button again, because we're going to have, once the calendar turns August, we're going to go back to posting episodes between the morning and lunch hour, and usually we're in seasons, we post two, sometimes three podcasts a day. So again, this is, you're a K-State fan living out there in Manhattan, Jungle City, even Kansas City for that matter, or outside of the Midwest region, you're a big K-State fan. Get on it right now. Again, I appreciate your support throughout this summer. I am all that you guys continue to listen to me talk passionately about K-State sports. Of course, hey, I'm a 2013 K-State alum, grad, and now obviously current alum. Poppy Knapp, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GREER number 3 EDDID Podcast. Again, myself and Alex Aiden, kind of on a holding pattern there. Again, Alex, kind of going through the trying to word this appropriately. Meeting prayers with Alex and his family right now as well. We could potentially record tonight. Stay tuned on that. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, sitting in California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports.